CIUT 89.5 Toronto.
It's the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host, and of course we are available on SoundCloud and Facebook. Just updating the interview we had with Rebecca Keach, who is a laid-off worker at General Motors Oshawa, Ontario plant. Automotive News is reporting that Jerry Nias of Unifor has responded somewhat to the petition. The story is September 13, Automotive News, John Irwin. And the basic response is this from Jerry Nias: if I ran the union based on petitions, you'd never get anything accomplished. And then proceeded to talk about other matters. Just a nice summary in the closing paragraph. Because Keach says that she found it interesting that Dias said in his comments that he would defer to the locals. And she says her understanding is that from discussions at union meetings was that the national determines the process governing contract ratification. And so we will be forwarding a notice to the different chairs of the units involved, letting them know that the petition has been submitted and asking them to support our members' demands for greater contract transparency. Currently, workers receive a highlights sheet from the union before the ratification vote. The petition supporters want Unifor to follow the lead of the United Auto Workers in the United States, which posts its white book detailing changes to the contract and agreements between the union and automaker ahead of the vote. I was very glad we got that interview, by the way. That's a great cause, and I am betting that they will prevail. Continuing with the rest of the Taylor Report, I gotta say there are some things we want to cover just by way of reporting, and one of them is out of the history books, you might say. It is to say that Phyllis Cord, one of the founders and key members of the New Jewel movement in Grenada, has died on September the 6th. She was 76 years old. And she has written a book titled, and it published, it's a memoir published in 2019, titled Unchained: A Caribbean Woman's Journey Through Invasion, Incarceration, and Liberation. The New Jewel movement won power in Grenada, set up a revolutionary government, socialist government, under leadership of Maurice Bishop. And Phyllis Cord and her husband Bernard were part of that government. There was a dispute which turned bloody in October 1983. I won't go into the details, but we might be doing that on the show in the future time. Maurice Bishop was killed, and as were others. And the United States leaped on the opportunity to overthrow the government of Grenada. Ronald Reagan ordered the United States Marines and Navy to attack Grenada. And it was called, as Americans always have these bloody titles, Operation Urgent Fury. That invasion was denounced by all people around the world who believe in the right of self-determination of nations, and those who knew that the New Jewel was capable of righting itself, correcting whatever problems. But at any rate, Phyllis Cord and her husband and others were then placed on trial, basically a show trial. with the major four players being Margaret Thatcher, Ronald Reagan, and Phyllis Gould was in prison many years, as was her husband Bernard. That book, Unchained, A Caribbean Woman's Journey Through Invasion, Incarceration, and Liberation, can be obtained at a different book list on Bathurst. And it's so important to have a great outlet like a different book list, which would really provide the kind of in detail, every subject you might say involving Pan-Africanism, the Caribbean, the black struggle in North America and in the hemisphere. And so a different book list you can obtain. And I would really urge you to get a copy of the memoir. People think they know what happened in Grenada in 1983. Basically, it's just a couple of misunderstood headlines. And we have to read the memoirs of, and not just Phyllis Cords, but anyone who was involved. And that's how you understand history, is find out what they had to say, whether it was in court or in speeches or in memoirs. And that her memoir published 2019, Unchained, A Caribbean Woman's Journey Through Invasion, Incarceration, and Liberation. She was, by the way, in Jamaica at the time of her death with her family. She was remembered as a very committed socialist and someone who fought particularly for equality of women. That was one of her main contributions in the New Jewel movement. She was a very well-educated, very articulate person. At any rate, that's part of our job at the Taylor Report. And we note the passing of, in our opinion, an outstanding revolutionist, did her best for Grenada and throughout her life. Phyllis Cord, 76, died September the 6th.